Welcome to Lion of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. The subject we're doing today is called He Gave Gifts Unto Men, and we're doing part one from 11-part series. The topic today is God Creates the Heavens and the Earth. We go to our introduction in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 7 to 12. Reading from verse 7, "But to each one of us grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore he said, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now this, he ascended, what does it mean? That he also first descended to the lower parts of the earth. And he who descended is also the one who ascended far above the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints to do the work of the ministry for the edifying of the body of Christ." It is important for every believer to understand biblical church government and the fivefold ministry positions of ministry, how they function, how and why they are put together as a team, by whom and why they were set into the body of Christ, the church, and to clear up misunderstandings, misconceptions, or wrong ideas. Let me give the example now of the human hand. When God made the human hand, he made the human hand with five fingers, one of which is called the thumb. Notice that when God created the human hand, he created five fingers, not four, not three, not two, not one, but five fingers. The human hand functions best when all five fingers work together. The human hand also was created and designed by God to serve the whole human body with all five fingers working together. The thumb alone cannot, nor can one finger alone achieve this. The human hand serves the whole body by the five fingers. And so it is with the fivefold ministry positions of the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher. They have been created and designed by God, just like the human hand, to work together with their combined gifts as one team to serve the body of Christ. This is their main function and calling, according to Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 to 12. The thumb has the ability to touch the other four fingers, and so it is with the apostle, who has the ability and the anointing to operate in all fivefold ministry positions and anointings when and where necessary, as the Spirit of God leads, that is, the Holy Spirit. This does not make the thumb more important or more superior than the other four fingers, and no one person of the fivefold ministries is more important than the other. All serve the body of Christ, as Jesus did, and do not control or dominate or reign over the body of Christ. I pray and hope that this introduction has somewhat cleared up the definition of the fivefold ministry positions and what they do and how they stand. They are there to train and equip the believer, the born-again believer, to do the work of the ministry and to edify or build up the body of Christ. They are not there to reign over the body of Christ. No one reigns over the body of Christ except Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior in and through the Holy Spirit. The fivefold ministry are to act as a team on behalf of God through Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior through the Holy Spirit. And it's important for the fivefold ministry position people to understand they are a team. They are not loners by themselves. One last point I think is well worth mentioning is that Jesus Christ was the fivefold ministries working in one body. Since then, there has been nobody else. What I'm saying is Jesus Christ fulfilled and operated in all fivefold ministry positions. That gave him the right to dominate if he wanted to, but he did not dominate in any of those one positions. In fact, it says he humbled himself. So it's very important for the fivefold ministry people to understand we don't dominate, control, or manipulate the body of Christ. It's got nothing to do with position of what that position is in the body of Christ. It's got to do with the fact that God has appointed and anointed the fivefold ministry position people on behalf of the body of Christ to come under the body of Christ, to lift them up and to serve them and bring them into their callings. Thank you for being with me today. I hope this has cleared up a lot of misunderstandings. Thank you and God bless.